The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
And you're on by, guys. It's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Zach and Ian, it'll get
your dick sucks. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It's your old pal, Ian, here. And I am ready to have fun and, you know, under the sun and buckets of cum.
Already feels pretty bisexual to me.
It was so nice to watch. Our guest today's reaction to our intro, the queen of sex positivity, was not a fan.
Oh, shut up. I was just making fun of it because you guys are ridiculous.
Yes.
And also, you're trying to frame straight up homosexuals as bisexuals.
What?
Did you ask the people?
Do you ask the porn stars you watch if they're what
I don't watch
sexuality
porn
they are?
I don't watch porn because most of those women are being abused.
We don't consider gays people.
Yeah. So there you go.
Bisexual master race.
Yes. Oh, yeah. By the way, I got a lot of feedback that last week you could hear our, like, breathing. Did you guys fix that?
Yeah, I think it's something with the gate.
Okay. Also, this mic is broken.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did know that it was broken.
We should have done this before the show.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, this is called
listening. No, I like that we fixed it on air.
Yes, that's what this show's about, just living in the moment, being free.
Is that what bisexuality is? Because I was confused for quite some time.
Yes, living in the moment.
Absolutely, yes. It is. It's the most in-the-moment shit you can do.
I thought pansexuality would be living in the moment.
Pansexuality is not real. It's bi erasure, by the way.
Oh, is it now?
Yes, it is.
So when you bisexuality always included trans people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes!
Very much.
Yes!
Because trans people are just men and women.
Yeah. Boom!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not trans, I don't make those rules.
If you're a trans man and I hook up with you, I'm doing some gay stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just normal.
And
two
if you're
dudes
hooking up with
I can't wait till the pansexual community gets a little
Yeah, come at me, you little panties.
This is good.
And I'll tell you what, if you're hooking up with a trans gal, you're fucking
straight.
Not 100%.
I
but,
think
you
so,
know.
Personally. I do. I genuinely do.
I appreciate your honesty, Ian.
No, I don't think you're 100% straight. You know, when your nose is peeled back on somebody's pelvis, you're not really the straightest man alive.
I mean, listen. If you hook up with someone, the operative thing is not the penis. You're worried about everything else about a person. Femininity doesn't disclude penis.
I'm worried about the penis often.
You're worried about the penis often. But here's the thing. Women, very biphobic, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, women are very Women are very,
barely.
What?
No, I'm
really?
Just kidding.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
I'm so happy we're getting into this so much today. Here's the thing though.
Literally everyone knows it because we talk about it on our own podcast every week.
Every week we reference it,
dude,
yes.
Women are biphobic because they'll be like, yes, you're bi, live your best life. Oh, we're dating? Get tested.
Yeah.
And I think that it's great that you're doing that. Seriously, get tested. I'm afraid of AIDS. And I think.
Who the fuck is afraid of AIDS in 2021?
A lot of people. I will also say a lot of women are like, are you sure you're not just a closeted gay guy?
That's what I get from people.
Yeah, but you know what? We call those women my wife.
Woo! Coming in.
I'm very into bi guys. I'd rather be cheated on with a man than a woman.
The podcast or the
You
men?
Can't cheat on a woman with a man. That's not how it works.
You can't cheat on a woman. Yeah, it's not cheating. It's called being cool.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it's called bro time, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. It's called hanging with the homies.
Yeah, dude.
I just love
every video game and chill and never talk about it again.
I'm sorry I called you that B word, but it was just funny as an exclamation.
I literally love having my friends on a podcast on Gas Digital because we'll all be acting normally in the courtyard and then everyone comes in and they're like, blam, 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 blam.
Well, that's what's great about this show
is that no one acts like themselves.
Gas Digital. What? How am I not being myself right now?
I'm going to headbutt you hard.
This is who I am. Yeah, have you ever talked to me in a car on the way to Stress Factory?
I have, yes.
Whatchamacallit? What were we saying?
We were talking about sucking.
I'm following your lead.
We were talking about how if you go on a 1950s walkabout, which is when you have sex with a dude, you know, and you have a girlfriend or a wife, that's not cheating.
Oh no, that's definitely cheating.
Okay,
that
is,
yeah.
This is why people are wary of bisexual men because they think they're just going to get cheated on.
You're
a
bunch of sneaky Pete's. I hear.
And women too.
Also, that's why this show is great because we bring a different flavor to the network. A guy came out to one of my shows.
The flavor's penis,
and he was. Such a fucking, I mean, he was human Faygo. He was fucking wearing Juggalo shit. Uh-huh. And he was in the front row and he's like, I'm bi. And I was like, yes, dude.
Good.
Yes.
Dude. Love it.
We're bringing awareness and love. And, you know, I hope you catch some of it because you need a attitude check.
I mean, there definitely is the difference between men and women being bi, though. Because, like, if you're a dude and your chick is like, I gotta confess, I hooked up with somebody last night. And you're like, what? And you're like, and she's like, it was a girl. And you're like, ah, get out of here, you rascal.
I
love that you guys are trying to sell cheating on your monogamous partner as well.
I will say.
That's amazing. I will keep doing that.
There's a part of my lizard brain that 100% agree with you. But in all honesty, that did happen to me once. And then it really hurt my feelings.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh, I'm sensitive. Fuck, that sucked. I hated it. Totally. I hated it a lot. Yeah, probably don't cheat, everybody.
No, don't cheat. It's terrible. Have an open conversation about how you feel, but don't do it in secret because it's really hurtful to them. And then you don't feel good either, and you can't be a partner to your partner.
Yeah, it does eat you away from the inside.
It's terrible, yeah.
No, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been hot already. I love it. Zach,
let's introduce our guests.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yes.
From Without a Country here on the Gas Digital Network, we have Corinne Fisher and Shane Smith. How are you
Hello.
Guys
doing?
Hello. Oh, hey, hi, everybody.
Whee! Hi, guys.
Thank you guys very much for joining us.
Return guest, Shane Smith.
I'm so happy to be here. One of my favorite. Every time they ask me, I go, get me on that fucking podcast.
Yes, I love it. And Zach, how are you?
Ian, I have news.
Oh boy. Hold on. Producers, can we get news? Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
What if he just made the noise?
What if it was Third Eye Blind, Seven Sharp Guy Life?
I can make the sound for you if you want.
There, yes.
Thank okay. You. All right. Do and I'm gonna intro it. Ready? Okay. Go. Late breaking news here at Gas Digital Studio. We have Zach Amico here with the scoop. Zach, what's happening?
I ran into the girl who told all her friends that we broke up because my penis was too small to physically have sex.
Oh.
I have not seen her in 12 years.
Whoa.
Follow-up question, is that true?
No.
Oh.
Was it true in her case? Does she just have, is she just like blown out?
No.
Okay.
She was tiny.
Oh.
So why was, what's her deal?
Guy ghosted her.
She's mean.
Oh. They'll get mad. They
believe
do.
All women.
So it's true.
So you're mean is.
No, she was crazy.
Ghosting is fine.
She's mean.
No. Can I defend
you? She showed up at my work.
It depends how long you know each other, whether or not ghosting's okay.
Ghosting's not okay.
She showed up at my job when I asked her not to.
That's crazy. She's crazy.
So
I'm familiar with the personality trait.
She showed up at my job to ask me for $2. And when I asked her why, she went, I don't have subway fare. And she goes, I don't have subway fare. And I went, what were you doing tonight? And then she started crying at my job and screamed, I just got molested.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And she was an adult woman.
I love how we were like, ghosting.
Yeah, you don't
bad.
Call it molested.
I was immediately justified in saying that ghosting was good, I feel. when I say ghosting is good, I mean in like when you're just casually dating. Don't
well,
ghost
I mean,
someone.
Maybe
like
in Zach's situation, it would have been like a ghost and block.
Yeah, that's wild.
But I don't think ghosting's okay.
If it's someone you went on like one date with and you just don't want to talk to again, ghosting's fine. But if
we're hooking up for like 2 or 3 months.
Maybe not in that case.
I think even if you go on a date, you go, hey, I had fun. I just don't think that this is going to be...
I think that's preferable, but some people's behavior makes ghosting a lot easier because the reaction is going to be so juvenile or crazy.
What about not a full-on ghost, but a haunting? Where you're like, you don't like exit. You don't officially
exit. You just come back to talk to them.
You just come back and move all their shit
around. yeah. You sneak into their house and throw their silverware while they're sleeping or whatever. No, the thing with like, if you hook up with someone, but you're still friends online and you're friendly, but you like let it fizzle. But you don't have to say it out loud. I find, especially with women, not so much dudes. Dudes, you're like, hey, this is.
I ghost dudes.
Yeah, they're just like, dudes. Yeah, whatever.
That means
fine.
He gives them AIDS.
Bye, guys. Yeah, my mouth just touched the mic. Oh, God. Now my throat's going to be even sorer.
Why? Because we're bisexual and we have diseases?
You don't even fucking use this mic.
Well, you know, why is it going to... Why are you going
to
get diseases?
You're trying to make... You know what you're doing? You're trying to make bisexuality more interesting than it is. We have diseases?
We're the most interesting. That's what people think. Because we're up to all of the things.
Yes.
I have zero problem with bisexual men. I have a problem with an assortment of people who came out as bisexual recently because they realized they're straight careers weren't going well, but that doesn't include you.
Spill the tea, sis.
Yeah, that doesn't include you, Ian.
What? I didn't get that joke.
I meant me.
Oh, ha 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 ha.
Oh, no, it doesn't include anyone at this table. Otherwise, I wouldn't fucking be here.
Oh, hell yeah. I love that. Yeah, there is a trend of people that are like, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. I will say, though, that as it becomes more accepted, like, obviously the math is going to add up.
Well, I'm like a bi hipster. I'm like, weren't sneaking under the stall as a kid, fooling around, and then fooling around with girls later and hating yourself for years, you ain't the real deal.
I need pain and suffering.
Yeah. You can't just be bi and be okay with it immediately. You have to fucking struggle and hate yourself and question what you are for most of your life.
Wow. If you've never
had to pray that no one calls your welder father to see that they saw you sneaking a guy into the house.
Oh, my God.
If you've
never heard about AIDS when you were in second grade on the news radio and then you cried yourself to sleep at night thinking you had AIDS because you rubbed your penis with a friend in grade school, then you're not really bisexual. You pieces of shit. You opportunist fucking... I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we all do.
You old three-name bitch.
There's so many.
I know, but they're all women.
You're right.
Yes, believe all women.
I mean... I love how you try to attack me, and then you're somehow making an attack on the Me Too movement.
Nobody's safe! This is raw dog comedy. There's no condoms here.
No one is safe. It's like having sex with a bisexual man.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. Oh, hell yeah. Oh. That's fucking great.
I'm white and I don't do heroin, Corinne. What could be the worst thing?
Yeah.
Hey, bye guys and gals. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Guys, you know Blue Chew. It's making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. And if you don't believe me, I have a picture on my phone that proves that. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, because it ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, sign up, and consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. So if you could benefit from the extra confidence when it is time to perform with the man or woman you love, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You get to try BlueChew free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. Okay? That's not a lot to pay for a lot of boners. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS. You get your first month free with just $5 shipping. Thank you so much to BlueChew for supporting the podcast. And let's get back into it.
Oh, man.
So I run into this girl. Mm. I haven't seen her probably in 12 years.
Oof.
She messaged me once in the time we've never talked, and it was the week I was on Comedy Central.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got a lot of that was that, there was a lot of hey, how are yous that week.
Oh, I bet.
Wow.
And it all fizzled out.
Oh, coming out like woodwork.
So I see her. I was outside of a job, like a production gig, waiting for an Uber, and she walked by me, and I recognized her, and I like waved, but like I like hey, how are you?
Uh huh.
And she stops. She was with a dude.
Oh.
When I was with her, I was much thinner, but she was real tiny. And now she looked like the, she was a little black chick.
Mm.
And she looked like the ain't nobody got time for that lady now.
Wait, who was that?
The,
Lord, there's a fire.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I know.
Was that the one?
I'm trying to get
this
visual.
She's a thicker.
Yeah.
She's a thicker
lady. Wait,
was
that the lady?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of the man who said, get you, hide your keys, hide your wife.
No. Oh, Antoine Davis?
Yeah, I was like, that's
ain't nobody got time for that.
Hide the wife.
Yeah, this lady.
Oh, yes. She looked like that.
She looked haggard.
She got old. Okay.
She got old. So here's the thing.
She melted a little.
I got fat her.
Yeah.
And she, I saw her like look me up and down and give me the look of, wow, you got fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I got to give her the look of like, you used to be hot.
Right.
Yes.
And we're, nice. This is all nonverbal.
Nice. We all know that you, yes. that you used to be.
Thin. Like an autistic child.
Yes.
Nonverbal.
Yeah.
And so she, this is where I feel this was my victory, even though I look like shit right now.
You look great, Zach.
Yeah, come on now.
You
this
look
my
great.
Victory.
You got you cat look, hair all
you
over
you.
You
can lose some weight.
Yeah, I could.
Everyone, you got hate fake positivity.
It's okay.
What?
Well,
what?
Hey,
okay,
so
you can
you.
Be big and beautiful.
I absolutely could lose weight, and I just said that to myself before that.
I could lose
Stop
weight, too.
Yelling.
I ate a pint of Ben & Jerry's last night.
I just don't want people
good.
To die.
Either do I. We all Let's all lose weight together. Last
I already lost like 5 pounds in the past
you
two
do
weeks.
Look great, by the way.
Thank you.
I saw you at the wedding.
Okay, well.
We'll get into that.
Oh, boy.
I ate a half pint of Ben & Jerry's last night, and then I woke up on the couch at 4 a.m. and ate the rest of it in like a fucking food coma blackout, and I just feel so fucking terrible about myself. Back to you,
Zach's
Zach.
In the middle of the
story. No, that's okay.
Absorb the psychic Sorry. Damage from your manic eating episode and continue the episode.
Listen. We were just peppering it with comments. Ian started a full new story.
No, Ian, sometimes you replace a thing with a thing with a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. And you know how I gave up all that stuff?
Yeah.
I have fucking full force balls to the wall. Anyway, we'll get into it. Come
so
on.
Here's where I feel like this was my victory. Haven't seen this chick in years. The last time I saw her, I was still a doorman at CB's. That's how long ago.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So like CBGB's?
No, CB's
comedy,
comedy club.
Oh, I don't even know this comedy club. Okay.
That?
No.
It was the Comedy Corner.
Oh, okay.
Haven't seen her. I know nothing about her.
Uh-huh.
She goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm at work. And she goes, oh, is this your podcast studio?
Oh.
I was like, this bitch has been keeping tabs on me.
Wow.
Big
For
reveal.
12 years.
Yeah.
This chick has been watching me.
That is that's a weird follow-up question. Okay.
And I was like, oh no, it was just another gig. And then her boyfriend goes, and this was my favorite. This was mwah. How do you two know each other?
Yes. Yes.
And
it's obvious that
what
you
a
fuck.
Dumb question.
Yeah.
And I was nice enough. To not get her in trouble with her boyfriend.
What a sweetheart.
That's a weird question for him to ask.
He goes,
too.
How do you guys know each other? Did you go to high school together?
That's something you ask in private.
And I said, no, we're mutual friends through our other friend, and I named another
Good
friend.
Good for you, Zach.
Good job.
Good
and I
for
let
you.
Her out.
Guy is clearly insecure out the gate and wants to be like,
Where'd
who the fuck
the
is this
road?
Weird? How do you know just this guy and he has a podcast?
Yeah.
So I let her go.
What a loser.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty on his
good
part.
Good for you, Zach.
Yeah, what a sweetie. Look at you.
I felt good about myself. She was shitty to me, and I still gave her the out.
It was a mitzvah.
Nice.
Also, I did get one of her friends to jerk me off because she asked me if my dick was too small for sex.
Oh,
nice.
That's a good move.
And you were like, well, get in
and
here.
And I was like, well, you should see it hard.
Out.
And I got a hand job out.
That's like telling a girl, like, hey, it looks like you got saggers. And then they go, no, I don't. You go, prove it. If I saw my ex and her new guy was like, how do you guys know each other? Which I don't know how I could say that because I'd knock them out first, but I would just be like, a pictures?
How do you know each other? You may know me from such events as blowing her fucking back out for several
yes,
years.
Yes. Yes, you may know me from a little film we called Cum Dump.
in my defense, I could have been like, you may know me as the guy whose dick was too small for sex.
But that still would have caused so many problems.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
He's already dealing with enough with that old fucking broad.
Oh,
you
it
know?
Felt good.
I mean, he doesn't seem like a treat himself. So people asking that kind of question, that's someone who's going to hit up your phone 12 times when you don't get back to them.
Yeah. Well, let's not get, you know, judge that too much. So those guys can be cool.
Lord almighty.
Oh, no. You just go back and read them later. You're like, ah, oh, God damn it. Anyway.
Whatchamacallit. Oh, dude. Okay. So, first of all, I just want to shout out everyone that came out to Zany's. I fucking had the best weekend. So much fun. Chicago fucking rules. Everyone was so cool. Tons of Bye Guys fans, tons of Gas Digital fans, Cum Boys. It was fucking great. I loved it. Ali Wong came and did a set before me, which was fucking awesome.
Oh, there you go.
And it was like a fucking blast, man. It was just such a good time. I love being on the road. It's so fun. Chicago gals really love to ghost. And they
no T minus 10 minutes bajays?
What? No, no. No blowies this weekend.
So before or after successful they ghost you before the fact or after the fact?
After. Like, they want to hang. Great. They want to hang after the show and, like, they're into it. And then, like, later they're like this girl was like, we were talking, she's like, oh, we have a flight at the same time, like, let's fuck in the airport bathroom, like, I've always wanted to do that.
Oh,
I'm like,
so
I'm
fun.
Fucking in, let's do it. And then she's like, oh, I'm so hungover, I can't do it, I want to make my flight. And I was like, oh, god damn it, so I'm gonna have to jerk off.
Oh,
in the
so it was
bathroom.
A promise she made you when she was drunk.
Yeah.
I've done that. Yeah. You get overzealous.
I know.
The worst.
I once promised Sheba Mason I would give her a tour of Brooklyn when I was drunk, and then I woke up and I was like, yeah, that's not happening. I'm sorry, Sheba.
Well, no, that's like totally makes sense.
What?
That you would do that. You know? And not just to Sheba, to anyone, to be like, I'll give you a tour of Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I'll be
no,
like,
I know.
Fuck that.
I love to make like a
I don't
wild
care who you
promise
are.
When I'm drunk.
Yeah. Oh, totally. But I was so excited. I was like, oh, I'm going to get to the airport early. And it didn't happen. But what can you do? But I don't know if
do you
guys...
Do you hit up guys and girls on the road or only girls? Like, what's your...
Girls. And then if I get desperate, I start going on Tinder.
For men?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
But that's like a last ditch, you know.
Is that a bi thing?
Rat
choosing
in the
women
corner
first
effort.
and then a last ditch.
I always
a men?
Personal decision.
I always choose women first, but I'm addicted to sex, and if Papa don't get what he want, Papa gets fucking desperate.
Okay,
you
Papa.
Know? It's like if I can't shoot heroin, I'll fucking, you know, chop up some oxy.
Okay.
You know?
I'm like a lifeboat at the Titanic, women and children first.
Every once in a while, a rich guy sneaks on by pretending to have a baby.
Every once in a while, I let Billy Zane on.
I used to do that joke. I used to say that, and then somebody yelled once. I was like a younger comic, and I was like, I can't handle this. So I just didn't do it anymore.
Oh, no.
That's so fucking funny. Dude, yeah. I mean, it's always women first. It goes women, trans, men.
Okay.
And then, but I get mostly approached after shows by guys, and
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
man,
of course,
no thanks.
Of course.
You know?
Because we're kings and we're more aggressive. Women all act like they want equality, and then they're like, why don't you pursue me? Shut the fuck up and do some work. Anyway, that's my personal anger issues.
I actually feel that just not a lot of single girls in small groups go to comedy clubs.
That's true.
Like, I don't feel like two single girls.
Yeah, you gotta come to the Guys We Fuck show. I mean, that's why the staff at comedy clubs loves us, because it never happens that, like, a bunch of hot single girls are coming.
Yeah, well, at our shows, two single girls that are coming are fucking, you know, dump trucks, and you're just like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
I feel like taking out the trash tonight, you know? But your shows, holy shit. But here's the thing. When I do shows for, like, a lot of women, and I talk about being bi, total turn off, no approaching. If I don't mention it, approached, flirting, whatever.
You're doing shows for the wrong people then, because, like, I can tell you 100%, like, the Guys We Fucked audience would totally, like, that would make you more sexy to them.
Yeah, well, let's do it so I can be a guy they fucked.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that is the bad splashback from that is, like, if you get people who are into that, I get a ton of people who are like weird couples who are like, do you want to be our third?
And I'm like, they're always like Wiccan.
Yeah.
Easy on the Wiccan.
I get a lot of dudes who are like, why don't you let me, like, they'll be like, I'm not gay, I just want to suck your dick and then you can fuck my wife. And you're like,
oh.
I mean, I guess that's like fine. But also, I don't want to have to, like, or they want you to, like, fuck their wife in front of them. And that's, like, a lot of work.
Hooking up with a couple is just it's just so much extra nonsense.
Dude, I hooked up with a couple and fucking after I came, I left and then realized I left my glasses and underwear on the nightstand. And I literally crawled to get it because I didn't want to interrupt them while they were still fucking. And I was just fucking army crawling into the room, like, trying to fucking get my shit. And I just, like, left.
Sideways.
Dude.
You're like Solid Snake. Just fucking get really
Oh, dude. I had a knife in my mouth.
Three-quarter Solid Snake.
There it is.
Yeah, man. It was wild. I don't know. Like, yeah. And it's always like some girl that's like, you know, wow, lick my nightmare before Christmas tattoo.
Yeah.
Woof.
You know? It's not even a good one. It's always Oogie Boogie. It's not Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
It's like halfway done. Oogie Boogie. Boogie is also their nickname. fuck.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. They're your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So, if you're a car guy or gal, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo codes needed because their pricing is already that damn good. So when you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Bye Guys. I'm sure they'll love that. Rockauto.com. Now let's get back into the show.
And then, so after Zany's, I took a flight from Chicago to Albany Monday morning and then had to take an Uber down from Albany to the wedding we went to.
Yes.
Robbie Slowick and Casey Balsham. So much fun. Congratulations. I love. And so it was in an area with no fucking service, upstate New York.
It's the Catskills. Ian's trying to make it like it's so haunted. It's the beautiful Catskills.
No service. So me and
I had service the whole time if you were connected to the Wi-Fi.
Well, here's the thing, Toots. We weren't connected to the Wi-Fi, me and the Uber driver in the car. So me and Mukta fucking didn't know where we were going. And I get to the wedding.
You didn't have an address?
We did, but we couldn't
get service.
He couldn't get service to drive back to Albany.
Okay.
So me and my Uber driver get out and just go to the wedding together.
Yeah.
And wait, he was there?
Yes.
I didn't see him.
Well, that's because I arrived on Monday when everyone was like eating and playing games.
Yeah.
And I just show up and I'm like, hey, everyone, this is my Uber driver, Mukta. Mukta, come on in. Do you want a sandwich? Use the bathroom. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. Wait, so he just like, did you have to convince him to do this, or this was his idea?
No, we hung out for a minute, and he got service, wrote the directions down, and then left.
Oh, okay.
Come on in, take a trip. Mecca's that way.
What a cool Uber driver.
How long is
Dude, Dude, he let me piss on the side of the road. He called it taking. He was like, it is an Indian bathroom. In India, we all pee in the road. And I was like, I love you, dude.
That guy sounds great.
He fucking ruled.
When you get a good Uber driver, like, it really can be the difference between like a good day and a bad day, because like you usually need help.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that guy was a fucking man.
That's a
dude.
Savior.
I mean, I told him, I was like, if you can't get service, you're more than welcome to like stay at the wedding. Like, you can be my plus one, you know.
That's so funny.
Trying to make a life with Mukta. At least he did a good job. Yeah.
I know. But so the wedding was like so fun. It was a good time. And I struck out again.
Who'd you fucking try to hit on the fucking wedding?
Who do you think?
A colleague?
Not. Don't say anything.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Who was I hanging out with?
Just describe them to me.
Oh, yes. You actually said something to me about that. Yes. And I said, Ian, that's not going to happen.
I know. The fucking hottest one there. Dude, she was she played me like a fiddle. She's, you know, we're
I think
like.
She's just flirty.
Well, yeah, and I'm a fucking moron. I'm like, why don't you like me?
Yeah.
Dude, she was like doing that
thing. I
know
someone else who thought she was flirting with them like a woman. So it's like, yeah.
Dude, she's fucking telling me. We're talking about her breakups, and she's like touching my arm, like grabbing my chest.
That's just how she is. Some like, whatever.
No, but she's like. She's like, come over here and get water with me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I think that's called
and
needy.
She's like taking a picture with me. She's like, you look so hot. I'm like, you look hot. Here we
Jesus
go.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna do it. How could you?
We go to do karaoke.
But I know
she
who
goes,
this is, and it's just her personality.
We go to do karaoke. She sits. She goes, oh, I saved you a seat. Come over here. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. She's like touching my leg when we talk. And then she's like, oh, God, I just want to go to bed. I go, yeah, me too. She goes, well, let's leave. I go, okay. So we're walking out, first of all, I fucking was staying with Sagalo. Then our room was small. There was no AC. And then Rosebud and Andy gave me a key to their yurt because they left.
Right.
So I'm like, I got the yurt to myself. And we go down. I go, I don't know where it is. She goes, I think it's down this way. Here, I'll show you. And I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm going to bang in a yurt. And then, dude, there's a maintenance guy. And she goes, hey, can you help him find the yurt? It was so fun hanging out. And then she walks away.
Oh, no!
And I'm literally like, what? And I'm just fucking there with a dick in a hand and the fucking key to the yurt. I go to the yurt. It's in the middle of the woods. There's no bathroom, no service. They left the door open. There's mosquitoes everywhere. So I fucking leave the yurt. I go back to the room with Sagalo. I realize it's too hot to fucking stay in. So I'm like, let me text her and, you know, give her one more shot. And I go, Mom, my yurt sucks. I gotta blah blah blah. I can't find a place to stay. And she sends me a picture of her dog in bed. She goes, my bed's so comfortable, blah blah. And then she's like, it was so fun. I'll see you at breakfast. I'm like, motherfuck. And then I saw Dee Gross in the hallway. She was going to the bathroom. It's like 1 a.m. And I'm like, Dee. And she's like, you scared the fuck out of me. And I'm like, how do you turn on the AC in the room? And she was like, Christina left. I have a key to her room.
I was going
to
say, I was like, you should have,
take it, but it's too late. Take it. So I fucking go over to Christina's mansion suite. And I slept there like a king. And then this little rapscallion.
Is that you still?
Both of us.
Okay.
We were texting.
Oh, that one. Okay.
We were talking about like being bi, and she's like, I just want to be with a woman. Well, that kind of goes back to what we were saying before. And she fucking texts me a picture of her boyfriend, and she's like, if you want to beat off to my ex, here you go. And I was like, what? Oh, is this like a invite or whatever? And then
you think everything's an invite, but
okay, but hold on.
No.
And then
I saw this in real life, and I had warned him that this wasn't going to happen,
and
but
then,
he did not heed my.
Let's pause. That was a jerk off to this guy who fucked me.
You said
that was a
weird move.
And then I sent her a picture of my ex, and I said, if you want a finger pop to my ex, you're more than welcome. And then she ghosted me.
Okay.
And then,
well, maybe she didn't ghost you. Maybe she was finger banging herself.
No, I talked to her the next morning. She's like, I started to miss my ex, and I called him. And I was like, well, I'm glad I could help.
Fuck.
Oh.
Right?
I
just made some faggot jerk off to you. I
Meanwhile, I'm coming to her ex like, you're into this, right?
It was so funny because the first thing I said to Ian when he was like, oh, I think I have a chance, I was like, have you seen a photo of her ex?
Yeah, he's like a fucking model.
Exactly. That's
I'm
what
like,
I said.
Yeah, but what I lack in looks, I make up for in fucking fantastic personality, fun
That's
times.
That's a New York comic
and
perspective.
Straight up, I will make you come like you've never come before because I'm so good at eating pussy. Just put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
Okay. All of those things, though, to be like, oh, you didn't have a chance. Like, if someone did all of those things in a row,
that's
I would be like, I'm obviously.
I just know this person well enough to know that this is the kind of, like, she's just very like that.
She sounds because like she sucks.
Literally, no, she doesn't. Yeah, yeah. Literally, my female friend was like, I think this person's hitting on me. It's the same person Ian's talking about. So everyone at the wedding thought this person was hitting on
me. Fuck
yeah,
people
and,
like
and
that.
And she's like, tell me about how she has her pussy laser. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah, she told me that. Too and at one point I had something in my hair because the wedding was outside and like a piece of flower had fallen in my hair and she reaches across another person to me and goes like this.
Oh my god, she's got Star Wars pussy. She's pulling flowers out of people's hair. Fuck this bitch, dude.
I know, right?
That is crazy.
But that's Corinne's catchphrase to me. If Corinne was a doll and I pulled her string every time, she'd go, "You don't have a chance."
What else have I said that to you? I think I'm just really not when you told me that you had a crush on our mutual friend before you guys dated. I said yes.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I
the diner.
Say no. I just try to be fucking realistic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but sometimes people, we don't need realism. Sometimes we need to change our fucking
sometimes
dreams.
Sometimes we need
Corinne.
Someone in our corner that puts in a word and goes, "I heard he's really good at eating pussy. You should try it out tonight in a yurt."
No.
Be a teammate.
I know how you are. I can't put a good word in for someone that I feel.
What do you mean you know how I am?
Oh, what is
how that? Am I?
It would end badly for both of you. She was in a vulnerable position because she just went through a breakup.
So am I. You know my story.
Ian, you're always in a vulnerable position.
Because I'm a vulnerable man.
Oh, yeah.
One of my positive traits.
She says the same thing
I'm
about me.
Vulnerable.
You're always in crisis. Blah, 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 blah.
I know. I got to stop living in catastrophe.
Exactly.
But I enjoy it.
Well, that's you know.
No, I'm not going
to
stop
you
doing
need to
it.
Unpack
I like
that.
It.
I am getting better every day because the psychic I'm seeing gave me a crystal.
Fuck! Let me see it, please.
I don't know if I can have.
Oh
I,
yeah, you don't
I want to harness all the
god.
Power.
My weird Jew energy touching
oh,
the crystal.
Oh my god!
I'll depower it for sure.
What is happening at this?
She
table?
gave me a secret chakra like lotion, and she's like, "You must.
Why is it
shower
secret?
With it?
Why is it secret?
And I opened
chakras
it.
Chakras aren't secret."
And I opened it and I smelled it and I go, I think it's Palmolive. And she goes, no. That's so funny. No one ever said Palmolive. It's not Palmolive. It's special.
She's literally just taking the labels off of it and then putting like a stick it. And then she's writes like psychic.
Yeah.
And
she's lotion. Fucked right and left. She's, and not in a good way.
She's texting me. She's like, I need to speak to you. It's very good. And I'm like, Bo, I'll see you tonight.
My God.
Wait. Don't worry. If it doesn't work with her, it'll work with my vortex healer. And if it doesn't work with her, it'll work for the ketamine therapy I'm about to start in 2 weeks.
This is why I need to draw boundaries with you people.
Like what?
Like telling you it's not going
to
work out.
Do women who aren't Corinne, when you're like, I go to a psychic, or they're like, tell me more.
Yeah, because I fucking am a tractor beam for the mentally ill. They're fucking all into it.
I need to know more.
About?
Is this a storefront psychic?
Yeah, I was like, I believe
is this a lady that sits in a wicker chair?
I believe
in
psychics
and
mediums, but not that one.
Are you
one.
Kidding me? No, it's not a wicker chair. It's plastic. And yes, it's the spot next to the cellar.
Oh,
I was
gonna
say, how did you meet her?
Woo, she wrote me in, and it is working. Ever since I saw her, I feel great.
Technically,
because she's
a
telling
psychic,
you what you want to hear.
Well, technically, seeing
no,
a psychic
because she's
can
lighting,
be therapy.
Because she's lighting candles for me, but not in front of me. She's doing it at her altar.
Well, oh, she's sending you photos of this?
No.
So you're just going on, you're just trusting her work.
Trust candles.
But it's working.
That's
I feel
like me
better.
Some girl.
Okay. And honestly, And honestly, to that, and that's why
Shut up, Shane.
That's why I'm never fully anti-religion.
I see a small gay man who is sick of being told he looks like Gene Shalit.
No. Just like she's texting other guys. No, baby, I only light candle for you.
Oh my God, yeah.
How much do you pay her? Like $10?
Look, we don't have to get into semantics. A visit? But things are going great
hey,
for
Ian,
me.
Hey, Ian, remember when alcohol used to make me feel better?
What?
Remember when alcohol used to make you feel better? It's the same thing. It's a replacement. You're using psychic as a replacement.
That's good, though.
I know. I replace everything.
Psychic is better than alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, for now, until he goes broke.
Well, I was trying to do, no sex, no flirting, no masturbation, no porn.
But I did
that for a month, and I was, like, miserable, remember?
Yes, you are.
And then now, I fucking kicked open the door. I'm living my best life. I feel good. I want love. I know
getting
I have
getting rejected left and right.
Well, why were you trying to go without all those things?
Down at weddings.
The pursuit is fun.
Yeah.
But I will say, I do want love. I do want to be in a relationship. And I need to fix my attachment style. And I think being alone, I don't know if that's the answer.
Okay.
But I tried it, and I was, like, miserable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you went cold turkey to so many things that you really
love. I know,
really
at the same time, I was trying to get over that relationship.
Yeah.
And that was not a good idea to totally isolate myself.
I needed,
like, a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, different times. Some people heal alone. Some people need to heal with other people. And so you just learn that you're someone who needs to heal around other people.
We're on the exact same wave, but we're doing it in very different ways.
What do you mean?
Well, because I'm all the same stuff you just said, where I'm like, I'm probably addicted to sex. I fucking am a maniac. I'm out here. I want love.
Yes.
I'm trying to fix my attachment style.
Yes.
All of those things you just said, a one-for-one recreation of what's going on in my life currently. But I'm sober and also not seeing a psychic.
I'm sober.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it?
I've been sober for six years.
Yeah, he's sober.
Oh, so no, nothing at all?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I assumed maybe you were.
Because he's always chain smoking cigarettes.
So. Yeah, that's true. That throws me off. Yeah. The cigarettes do throw me off just a little bit.
Really, when somebody's chain smoking, I'm like, they must be so. So the amount of cigarettes and coffee Ian consumes, that's a form of alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. I know, me too. That's what I always think.
I don't go to meetings, so I don't see that behavior very often. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, my sobriety is rooted in hatred. So yeah, definitely. I'm straight edge.
I was going to say, I think of you as more straight edge than you as sober.
And to me,
those are different
Being
things.
Sober and straight edge are totally different. Yeah, right.
Being straight edge is like anger. Being sober is like mindfulness and betterment of yourself.
100%. One is way, I admit. 100% one is way healthier than the other than to just go to a fucking tsunami show and just absolutely punch the fuck out of some teenagers is way worse than going to a meeting and opening up to people and being there for each other.
I like both.
Yeah. Can I just like both?
You can like both.
Thank you.
You do like
both. The show.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
That's awesome.
But I'm fucking working on that. Have you read the book Attachment?
No, but I've read Facing Love Addiction by Pia Melody.
Please read it. Is it called Attachment? Attachments? Attachment. I have it. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Life changing.
I have a book on codependency that I need to read, but I read a little and it was so scary I had to put it down.
I'm the opposite of codependent, so I'm like the whole reverse.
I need somebody to read it to me.
Yeah. So I was like no dependent. Like I was obsessed with the idea that I should never be dependent on anyone, which is as unhealthy as being codependent.
Yes.
And so then I was like, oh, people reach their full potential when they are dependent on others, but in a healthy way.
Yes.
Right? Like you could do this podcast by yourself, of course, but it's much better to be dependent on Zach. Look at you. Your fucking team. It's going great. Everything's good.
Yes.
Much better. So that's how a relationship should be. I always thought relationships should be both people are individuals who don't need each other, but they choose each other.
Right.
Which sounds nice in theory, but you do need each other a little in order for it to be like a working thing.
Right.
So
I
this
want
book
us to
is
be
very good
so
for fixing
attached.
That.
And like texting and like all the time, and then eventually I'm like, well, you love me too much. I'm gonna get out.
Yeah, it's fun, but
it's toxic. Yeah, that's so bad. Read this book is gonna fucking change everything.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's gonna help you be mindful, fix that attachment style right up.
Well, it seems to be working for you.
It's
anyway,
helping.
So
sick Shakespeare burn.
Fuck, I'm doing great. I am doing pretty
Anytime
good.
Anytime someone yells, I'm doing great, they've never been doing worse.
I know.
Is that? I guess that is both of us right now. I'm gonna go to a psychic. Fuck it.
Yes,
who's your lady?
Sheena. I'll put in a word.
Please, I want a candle lit for me.
Yes.
I want her. I'm gonna tell her. Send me a photo of the candle. I want to know that it's real.
A take my word candle.
Yeah, I love the idea of her sending us both the same photo of the same candle.
Well, dude, I was like, are you really lighting these for me? And she alpha dogged me. She goes, why would I lie? Of course, you need to trust me. And I was like, you are right. Yes, you are correct.
She goes, Google lit candle.
Yeah.
That's the first image search.
Well, dude, I saw a vortex healer and I showed up late and I was like, when do you want to start? And she was like,
this thing's wrecked. I can't do anything.
she wasn't looking at my asshole. Just kidding, I'm a top. I show up late and she goes, so when do you want to start? She goes, I've been reading your energy since since the start.
Is it Jewish top of dreidel?
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with your vortex and how do you heal it?
She's been reading it since she's just like, the subway.
Yeah, I wasn't even there and she's like, I'm reading your energy. And I'm like, what?
Your vortex is run through. What the fuck is up?
I don't know. But whatever I'm doing is working. I feel better. Also, I changed medications and that might be it as well.
Oh, that could be a huge part of it.
That
I will
a
say,
variable we should have known
no,
about.
I think it's the vortex.
Where did you even find the vortex? I've never even heard of that, and I'm pretty into this shit.
Well, I got a gal for you.
No,
I got
no,
all types of people.
Oh my god! But how did that come about? Like, did someone recommend it, or
yes,
did you like Google?
Someone
okay.
recommended it. Okay. Yes. And then my psychiatrist,
your psychic, where she was like, "My sister is vortex healer."
Yeah.
Dude. Oh my god! So the psychic, I was negotiating prices with her because you know, and she goes, "Are you Jewish?" And I go, "Shouldn't you know that?"
Classic psychic joke.
She was like, I'm not racist, I'm psychic.
Yeah, that's a wild thing to say to someone.
I know, right? Yeah. I know.
Turns out he's just obnoxious.
Hey. But I really got her down on the price. I feel good
nice.
About that. Yeah.
There you go. She should have known, but
yeah, I know. Yeah. But I am going to do ketamine therapy, too, and I'm excited about that.
I'm excited for you for that.
Who's yeah. doing that? The person on the other side of the Comedy Cellar?
There's a pet store.
The basement of the cafe.
Just
Waffle.
Inside a puppy mill.
Yeah.
Just absolutely fucking wrecked on ketamine.
They make roti rolls, and they start do ketamine therapy.
Yeah, it's insomnia
McDougal.
Cookies.
Yeah, the fucking, just go to the back of Insomnia yeah. Cookies. There's a door.
A fucking high black bike message is giving it to me.
I love the idea of the psychic also being the vortex healer, also being the ketamine guy in three different wigs.
It's just a one-stop shop.
Yeah. Oh, man, you know? They're all in the same spot. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the guy who sometimes brings like a lizard in front of the grizzly bear.
Oh, my God. That
remember
guy?
That guy?
No, it's the guy with the tinfoil in his
yes.
hair. Judah. Best shoe shine in the village.
Is this ketamine treatment going to be love like it. Your lotion where it's like fake? Or
it's no, it's like legit real. Gary Goldman got me involved in it.
Oh, okay. Gary's
so,
great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
okay.
it's like a legit thing.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Can
I'm
I ask a
about
stupid
that.
Question?
Go for
how
it.
How do they administer the ketamine?
IV.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, so this is legit.
But
legit.
My psychiatrist recommend Spravato, which is a nasal spray, but it's like way expensive and it's like insane, and also the efficacy of the nasal spray isn't as high as the IV treatment, and you
okay.
can't control the amount in the nasal spray, but you can in the IV.
Oh,
so you can dictate like how much you want and everything.
Okay,
so
I will also
or
say
you
IV
can
is
just
like
spray ketamine up your nose.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to get high.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm trying
well,
to like for, work
say somebody
through.
Was.
I'm trying to work through PTSD and like trauma and like all this stuff that they're finding ketamine is very helpful for, especially
okay.
because I have major depressive disorder and that has like the most effect on it. So
as a sober person also getting administered substances for your mental health, it also just helps mentally to like handle it by having someone else there to push you through the process, so you're not manually
well,
doing it and things that helps mentally,
right? But they leave you alone in the room, and if you need them to up or lower, you know, you call them
yeah,
in
exactly.
and they're like, you can listen to music, you can watch whatever, you can bring someone if you want, but I don't have anyone to bring, so I'm just gonna be like going through it by myself.
I think it's probably
wait,
better
they
to
don't
go
sit
alone.
And talk with you while you're on it.
No, you do that afterwards. Like Gary had his wife with him during the process, and he like listened to the Beatles and everything, so I'll probably just get ketamine injected me and listen to ska and you know, but I mean, and then afterwards you process with your therapist, and they suggest 6 days in a row.
Whoa.
But I'm doing every other day, and I'm doing it like I'm trying to do it before I go on the road because I'm afraid of, like, you have to do at least four, bop.
Yeah.
Because if you wait too long, it's not as effective.
Yeah.
So I'm on the road, so I have to do it like all before that. And
yeah.
I don't want to chance not doing enough and feeling like off, or doing it day of and then I'm like off that night.
Right.
You know?
But, right.
Yeah, yeah.
On the road is like sucks. Dangerous because you're isolated, you're more alone. Like,
wait,
yeah.
What's that?
When it's also, I think it's good to, like, get your mental health in order before you go on the road because the road is like the trickiest
and,
part.
And
of
I'm
mental
I'm
health.
Like, you know,
the road is where you do ketamine.
Not me.
Who the fuck do you tour with?
Christina Hutchinson.
A boo. Great news, everybody. You already know about Yo Kratom. Well, they just launched Yo Delta. That's right. It's a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8's legal, then it is time to stock up and enjoy your summer getting stoned. What's Delta 8? It's something found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide, and it gets you high. They sent us some vapes, some gummies, and I am here to tell you I've done the research. And they work. Yo Delta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal, you constantly have to call some grimy dude to come over. He charges you too much. He wants to hang out. He's a little weird with your girlfriend. Well, no more of that shit. Just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high. So that's YoDelta.com, and you're going to use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get 25% off. Once more, guys, that's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Get high with Delta 8.
No, I'm excited. I'm hopeful. I'm you know, really working to better myself, and, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Making the effort is like most of it.
Dude, I've been putting in so much. This fucking year, man. Holy fuck.
Same. That's awesome. I'm going to go to a psychic now. I'm pretty stoked.
Do it.
I genuinely think there is something to be said for, like, doing weird religious stuff or, like, magic shit. Like, I always talk shit on astrology, but the reality is that if you change your perception, you alter your reality. 100%.
Totally. Well, that's why, you know, I've really struggled with God, of, like, trying to reach out, maintain a conscious contact with a higher power and, like, pray. But I don't know. I feel like I'm just, like, talking to myself, and then I do it and I, like, forget to keep doing it, you know? And so I need to, like, also incorporate that into my life of, like,
yeah,
you know, praying for, like, acceptance and, you know, surrender to these things and
try
praying for other
shit.
People.
Pick,
so I'm,
pick
dude,
some pagan gods.
I'm doing a melting pot of things for a delicious recipe of goodness.
Dude, I encourage everyone to try everything. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Pray to
no
some judgments. Pagan people.
Bye, guys.
Buy a book on chaos magic and see how that works for you.
Isn't this
Damien Eccles is great.
So much better than what you thought it would be, this show?
I didn't think it would be anything.
She
just
thought
you to
it
stop
would be
yelling.
Us fucking in front of her.
I know. Well, that's when we do our plugs.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of plugs, you wanna?
Yeah, let's get plugs out of the way.
We should have done this first.
Well, no, it's fine. It's natural progression.
Yes.
Of course, everybody, please tune into Without a Country, Shane and Corinne's podcast. They're
yes.
very, very talented and very funny. What else do you guys want people to get eyes on?
I have Guys We Fucked, which is, there's a catalog on iTunes, and then obviously new episodes are behind the paywall on Luminary, and you can follow me on social media at Philanthropy Gal.
Yes.
Yeah, I have another podcast called Cowboy Boys, which is the closeted version of this podcast.
Yeah.
And then I also, hey, you can go to my website, ShaneSmithComedy.com. I'm going to be in Philly, Chicago, Virginia, Florida, Texas, California. I'm
Ooh.
All over the fucking place. Come
Ooh.
See me.
Woo!
Who knows? Maybe I'll ask Ian if he wants to pop in for a show or two.
Uh-oh.
I would love that.
Yeah, yeah,
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, that would be great.
Bye
fucking
vibes.
Do it. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We've talked about it before.
Zachy?
Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. I have other shows here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Friday nights at midnight. Cattle Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Realized Podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I will be in Saratoga on the 6th and 7th, I think, or the 7th and 8th. And then...
Oh, are you headlining Comedy Works?
I'm opening for Lewis.
Oh, nice.
And, come on. And, yeah, I'll be out. Just check my social media for other shit. Catalyst Wrestling coming back soon. And screenings of my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, coming up. I know we got one at the King of Prussia Mall at a horror convention coming up soon. you're from that area, go see that movie.
That's awesome, dude.
I fucking love everything you're up to. Is always sounds so cool. I fucking love you, man.
Yes. Zach is the fucking best, dude.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Zach, straight up, there's no one funnier, there's no one faster, and
I thought you were
gonna
say fatter.
Faster.
Or more interesting.
It's great.
Right?
Yeah.
Zach's the best.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. I want some Kenny.
Welcome to Opposite Day on Bye Guys.
You're rude. Sick burn.
iAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. I am going to be on the road with Dave Attell coming up. Philly, Texas.
I think for Dave.
Yeah. and a bunch more. I got to get that settled. I'm going to be up in... I don't know, whatever. It's going to just fuck it. You'll hear about it. I'm excited, you know, just getting some dates settled, and I'm in the city every night. Come and say hi if you're around, please. And a thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes.
That was like a little villain. I liked it.
That's Ian, just a little villain.
Little villain.
I'm just a little villain.
Just a little guy.
I'm a little guy. A what?
A Lillin.
I'm a Lillin.
You would be a good villain in a film.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I know.
You do look like you pet a cat and laugh.
Yes.
I mean,
that's what
I do at home.
Yeah.
Hell oh, my God. I've trained my cat. When I go, he comes running up to me, and then I go, and he kisses me.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's so sweet. Yeah, it's awesome.
I want a cat so
dude,
bad.
He's like a dog. It rules. Yeah, oh, I love it.
Does he play fetch?
He'll go after something, but he won't bring it back.
You're halfway there.
That's a start.
My new cat plays fetch.
Oh, that's the best.
He's a pain in the ass.
Really?
He's driving us fucking nuts.
Why?
Oh.
He's because... So my old cat, like, we found... Both cats we found.
Uh-huh.
One, this one was living in my sister-in-law's garage, and he's, like, feral. But the last one we found on a fire escape by my wife's work. And they put up signs, and it was nobody's. But it was somebody's cat. He had dental work. He was fixed.
Uh-huh.
And she brought him home in a
veneers.
Box. Yeah. She brought him home in a box. We opened the box, and he literally just laid down on the bed with us.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, I guess I live here now. Yeah. And that's been his deal.
Yeah.
Now he's old. He's like 11. And we got this fucking kitten who's just, we let a feral gremlin in the house.
Oh, they are
we
like that when they're young.
A goddamn monster.
Whoa.
It's just constantly going bananas.
Uh-oh.
It's attacking us. It's going for the throat.
Oh.
I have to have spray bottles strategically placed in the room.
I'm
like
always
I'm
scared of cats when I go over people's houses because you can't trust them.
Mine hides when people come over.
I love
can't
that.
Trust
he's
dogs
so scared.
Either.
And he's just, he's terrifying. He pants, like he gets overexcited.
Oh my God.
So sometimes you'll just look over and he'll be sitting next to you like that. And this is the only, he looks like the Zuni doll from Children of Terror. Oh. He just goes, ah.
Oh my God.
And
God.
Like looks you tongue out, smiling, ah, I'm crazy.
Whoa.
I kind of love him. Shit. I think he's a cool guy.
Sounds
what's
like the
name?
Women he used to date.
Yeah, what's his name?
Gus.
Gus, okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's cute. Aww.
Gustavo,
that's cute.
I like that.
That's nice. Gus. I like that.
What's the other guy's name?
Seymour.
Seymour. What's your cat's name?
Samson.
Samson, oh my God.
We are
God.
The same kind of queer.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, definitely.
Samson.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such a... Luke Mona has just stayed at my place when I was on the road, and he, like, cats that for me, and it took... a week, but his last night there, Samson came out, was like showing his belly and like taking treats and like letting him. It was so sweet.
Aww.
It was so cute.
That's nice.
I know. I didn't socialize him well enough when he was a kitten.
Yeah.
I should have had like a ton of people over, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it was like on the road, I left him and then I was like, roommate, take care, you know?
Oh, fuck.
But,
yep.
I mean, he's getting better. I love him, my little guy.
Cuties.
Yes. Do you want to get into the story about poppers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I was a poppers guy.
I've done
long
poppers
time.
Actually.
That was like my shit.
Dude, the first time I did poppers was at the Cock. And
I've also been there.
This guy gave it to me and we were jerking each other off and then like he was like, "Smell this." I was like, "All right." And we like made out and it was like the most euphoric, insane feeling I've ever felt. And I was like, "I gotta stop or else I'm gonna come." And then he did that thing where he texted me later and was like, "Oh no, Walker, I'm not into you."
Wait,
his name was Walker.
Oh,
I thought you meant like The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
he was straight during the daytime.
Oh no, that's me. No. But that was like the first time I ever did poppers. It was like, whew, it's like so euphoric and crazy. It makes you so horny.
I
don't feel that way. It just made my head feel like it was being pumped with helium like a balloon. I actually have a recording of me doing poppers that I put on Guys We Fuck because my best friend's gay and he thought it would be funny if I did poppers in front of him. And I was very scared to do it, but I was like, whatever. And then I just did it. And then it didn't feel pleasant. It felt like I had too much air in my head. Like it was going to burst.
What is it doing to you medically?
It made you realize you're a woman.
It's awful. I thought the purpose of poppers was to like loosen
up your
butthole. Yeah.
It is. Yes.
Hold on. I've got this. I've given this speech many a time.
Oh, here we go.
So poppers are amyl nitrates, AMYL.
Yeah.
What nitrates do is they open up the capillaries in your veins.
Mm-mm.
They send that extra oxygen to your brain for a non-narcotic high. They also act as a natural muscle relaxant, which is why they're very popular in the gay community. In the 80s, they were sold as VCR head cleaner. Now they're sold as their different labels like Rush and shit like that. Sometimes they're sold as room odorizer.
Okay.
The first time I did them, I used to hook up with like this like club party chick, and that was actually the first girl I ever skipped door number one with. So my old move.
Is that the vagina?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You just go right into the.
Yes. Wow.
So she's a he now.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Very cool. We're still friends. At the time, a she. Should have known. In retrospect.
Yeah.
Should have known that the go-go girl who wore a strap-on and liked it in the shitter might have been a dude.
Right.
Possibly. Or could just be a really cool lady. You never know.
And she brought poppers into the equation because she that was the first time I put it in a girl's butt.
Oh.
And she brought them. But if you want to talk first ballot Hall of Famer as far as chick that was down for anything, she spilled a bottle of poppers on a blanket.
Oh, no.
In the middle of sex, and tied the blanket around her head.
Wow.
Okay. Without, dude, like, she didn't even think about it.
It was her immediate reaction.
Her immediate reaction.
Like a kamikaze pilot getting ready to go to war.
The bottle spilled. She saw the part that had absorbed the poppers, put it over her nose and mouth, and tied the blanket around her head and kept going.
Wow. Holy shit. What a trooper.
Don't you want to salute?
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Wow. I do. Good. Let's all give her a salute. Corinne.
Poppers!
That's awesome.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, they make you like so euphoric. It like kicks you up a notch. There's poppers porn. Where they
bring
like,
it up.
To me, you're describing Molly, but yeah.
They count down to where you do the popper so that it like you peak at a certain point in the video. But dude, I've seen like gay popper porn,
right?
And it's like this thing of like it's like jerk your weenie like a retard, get porn tarded, you evil little faggot.
Yeah.
And it's like these guys fucking.
It was a custom video he ordered.
Yeah, it was a cameo. But it's so funny. Get porn tarded. Weenie like a retard. It's so funny, dude.
Do you think anyone's ever requested JOI on cameo?
JOI.
Jerk off instructions.
Yes, 100%.
They might have requested them. I don't know if they got them.
They might have.
Mm. What about if it's like a
porn? Do they have porn chicks on Cameo?
I'm
sure porn chicks do JOI videos customs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they do.
Oh, of course they do. I fucking wrote one. Never mind.
There you go.
I did VO on one for a guy that liked, it was like he wanted a remote control porn. It was my friend's girlfriend who did like customs. And I was the voice of the guy. And I just did my friend's voice the whole time. And it was his fantasy was to control a woman with a remote control.
That's pretty fun.
Custom porn's fun.
Those fantasies, I'm so glad I have none of those, like, extraneous, like, crazy fantasies. I want to make a woman fuck me with my PlayStation controller. Like, that's just too much. All of my fantasies are like, they're equally as ridiculous and unattainable because they're just like, oh, I just want someone to love and care
about me. Mine are like, I want us to pick out paintings for our apartment.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody that has very specific requests from what I've been around when I know porn chicks, they're always pretty autistic. And they always are like, you know what would be really funny? If you did a video where you did this, this, and this. It's like, if you pretended you were a giant and you were stepping on me and I got stuck between your toes, wouldn't that be hilarious? Oh.
Dude, there's this trans porn star that I'm like in love with. Her name is Andy Lynn Payne. And she posted on Twitter, like, she was like, I'm coming to New York September, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, hit me up. I'll get you into the Comedy Cellar, and then we'll have like a New York slice of pizza at Joe's. And she liked it.
Ooh.
And she didn't like anyone else's.
Ooh.
And then I said, DM me. I'm a comic there, blah, blah. And then she ignored it.
Okay.
But whatever.
You were close.
Yeah.
Well, September's still coming up.
There you go.
It is. Yeah. It's not here yet.
Yeah. She doesn't want to make plans way ahead of time.
Right.
You know?
She's a busy lady.
I know. Yeah.
So
now she's mostly going to be doing privates while she's here, I'm sure, right?
I don't know, but all my psychic money is going to go to her. I'll tell you that much.
I see that coming.
That's the premonition Leon has.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sheena.
My psychic should see a fucking light month coming.
I mean, I might come out of sex work or retirement if I could bang her.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's your price? What's your price range? What's the most you would spend? And then I know you got to get out of here.
I don't know, man. It all depends on what she's working with. But see, here's the thing. She, like, wants to film everything. I don't know if she'd do, like, a because she puts it out for
they
content.
They all do private.
They do private.
And if they do porn, if they fuck for money on camera, they also fuck for money not on camera.
And that's the easier thing.
So how do I go about doing this?
Until pretty recently.
How do I go about doing this? She can't receive DMs, so what do I do?
You just simp in the.
You probably
you
call her.
Hey,
you find out who her agent is,
or you go to an escort service and see if she's like a registered.
Or do I subscribe to her OnlyFans so then she'll read the DM?
Oh, there you go. Hey, do you do privates? Blah blah blah.
Yeah, take a little bit of that.
Go to any porn convention. All the girls are banging dudes in their rooms.
Dude, I could
for
be
privates.
Like, I'll take her to the Comedy Cellar. I'll fucking crush. We'll get some Joes, and then we'll like
and
go
no,
back.
Hey,
none of that is necessary.
And then we'll have sex, and then she'll be like, "Wow, you're really great. You're not like everyone else." And then we'll get together and she'll be like, "Let's hang paintings in our apartment." Like, yeah, anything for you, Andy Lynn.
Oh.
And we smash cut to Ian kissing his cat.
This is gonna end like every rose has its thorn. It's gonna be so sad.
Everybody on Twitter, hit up Andy Lynn Payne and be like, Ian's a cool, fun dude.
This is every not,
rose, no, don't do
not,
that. Don't
every
do that.
Rose has
not
its thorn is the best metaphor for trans women I've ever heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Yay.
Thank you so much to our guests, Corinne Fisher and Shane Smith. Please make sure to check out Without a Country,
yes!
Guys We Fucked, and Cowboy Boys. Thank you guys so much for being here. For now, this is Zach and Ian saying,
bye, guys!
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Before we go, if you like this podcast, you're going to love some of the other shows available here on GasDigitalNetwork.com. And I want to tell you about Can't Get Right with Kurt Metzger. Kurt is one of the funniest, coolest, nicest, most prolific comics I could possibly tell you about. You're going to love his show. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Or you can always get the latest 15 episodes anywhere you consume podcasts. Check out a clip.
And so I've been making videos with Aaron, calling out their smears, calling out their McCarthyism.
They're fantastic,
out their,
dude. If anybody watching,
And calling out their horrible. And so what they're doing is pushing the CIA narrative on Syria. And what we're doing is debunking that. And so they got, it was humiliating them. And so finally, Anna tweeted out a doctored video of Aaron Maté that made it look like Aaron Maté was in Syria saying that his hero was Assad. And that's not what he said. He said, he said, after being in, after these people have been through a decade of war and terrorism, you could see how they would consider Assad their hero.
Yeah, we've done that and in America so they, with worse people.
Like, that's right. Look at how people rally around George Bush after 9/11. I mean, that always happens when your country's under attack. You rally around your leader. Same thing in Syria. So they, she literally tweeted out. Now, this is the host of the largest online news show in the world, tweeting out a doctored video of an anti-war journalist to smear him. When she got called out on it, she never apologized, never retracted. She said, so what? That's the host.
Don't they do that? Young Turks for a long time. Don't they have a history of creative editing to like do that? Like I've seen that a number of times from them. Like that.
Well, I know is it happened for sure in this case, and it was and that's outrageous. And then so the next thing they did was she sent me a DM saying that she was going to blackmail me. She was one time I told a joke at the Young Turks when I was at work, and for lack of a better term, she had bent over. And she, the whole newsroom saw more than we should have.
She's your boss. By the way, she's your boss. She's not your employee or something. Yeah.
No, no. She had the power in this relationship to book me or fire me, not me. So so she bent over and the whole room, she showed the whole room more than we should have seen. Put it that way. Okay. Right. I don't know how else to put it. And so at that, so I said, hey, nice news skirt as a way to kind of a, to give her a heads up, you're, you know, what's happening, and to break the tension in the room. I'm a fucking comedian. That's why they hired me.
Did you wait? So I thought you said it like, hey, nice news skirt. Was that like?
I said, hey, Anna, nice news skirt.
Like, it's like,
do you see what's happening here? Yeah. And so it was more to like as a heads up than a busting balls thing. It was more, but that's how we all talked to each other. It was like the Howard Stern show over there. Everybody fucking did everything. I mean, I know the most intimate details. I mean, they would talk about the most intimate details on their Jen talk about jerking off a horse on their show. I mean, that stuff they used to show upskirt photos that were taken of celebrities that didn't have underwear on, and they would say, go to our website and you'll see them uncensored. Those are pictures taken. That's worse than a pornographer. What Cenk and Anna used to do. They would take pictures of celebrities. And I mean, they did the most disgusting, misogynistic things ever. Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right.